one holy week to certify that the sacrifice is pure and clean, spotless. Yeah. And there's our Savior. He's coming in, and he'll be certified and examined and tested and found spotless after that week. But when he came in and found those people selling stuff in the court of the Gentiles, the only place where you, a non-Jewish believer, could get anywhere near God. You weren't allowed into the temple, so it was the court of the Gentiles where they would worship. But unfortunately, not on Passover week. We need that courtyard to sell stuff at a markup. You can go somewhere else. And God said that place is that place for these people who come to me that I set aside for them. How dare you? And his son said, how dare you? Get out. I always imagine Indiana Jones. I don't know why, because he made a whip of cords. Out. Do you know he did that twice? He did that at the beginning of his ministry, and he's doing it again on Palm Sunday. And they're like, Jesus shows up and he knocks things over. Get lost, Jesus. You know, he came in on a donkey and tore it up. This is what we're dealing with this Jesus. My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Good. Psalm 69 says, zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. I'm all worked up because of you, God. And the people that really don't want you and lash out at you, they're lashing out at me. That's what David said in Psalm 69, verse 9. John the Baptist, when he heard in prison about the deeds of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and he said, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Are you the Messiah? And Jesus said, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the good news preached to them. That's the evidence of whether or not I am the Messiah. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. This is our Messiah who upsets church doing business as usual. We creep toward this. All of us creep toward this, toward getting the stuff done, and we have the things, and we do the things, and we say, now when it started, it was good, and when they built the temple, it was right, and it was the court of the Gentiles, but then after, you know, well, why don't we just do a little bit, and we'll take it over there, but by over time, it had taken over the whole place, and so church in its habits will crowd out the intent and purpose of God for the church if we don't hold close to why he did it in the first place, who he is, what his word actually says, and how things are. The kids were talking about the Ark of the Covenant on an ox cart, and the guy touched it and he died. You know, workplace-related injury. Keep it on poles on the backs of men and don't touch it, just carry it. Right? God has reasons that he does these things. He has imagery that is consistent all through history. And when we, the church, mess up the imagery, the message doesn't get through to the people observing. This is the power of witness and testimony. And in abiding in Christ, the power of God working through us, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. But it isn't just lines of text that you tell somebody, and if you nod your head when you read those words, then you're saved. That's not what it is. It's believing. It's being transformed. It's repenting of sin and following Jesus Christ. That's salvation. Not just this churchy behavior. And we get in our own way when we're not really looking to the Lord and saying, is this the thing, Lord? So Jesus says to John the Baptist, here's the evidence. And John the Baptist, he's read Isaiah where it said, your dead will live, their corpses will rise, you who lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy. The eyes of the blind will be open and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Jesus is committed to his message.